now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Wildcat Scoop podcast. We're 3 for 3 this week. I'm senior editor Wildcat Authority Jason Scheer, and it's game time. Well, 24 hours from now it's game time. Arizona will face Oregon State on Thursday night, and this is a really fun week of Pac-12 basketball, and one where should Arizona be able to get the sweep, it would be a very big deal in the grand scheme of things of winning the Pac-12 regular season title. But one step at a time. And that first step is the Oregon State Beavers. And as you know by now, Oregon State annihilated Arizona in the first meeting. Was not close at all. Was a pretty disappointing performance all the way around. You can make a very good case that it was the worst performance that Arizona has put together this season. Simply put, it was the defense. And I think that may be the most surprising thing of that game was that, yes, Oregon State is a good offensive team. Ken Pom, I believe they're 36th now. But there was nothing that Arizona could do in order to stop Oregon State in that game. The first half was 31-31 at halftime, but it didn't have a good feel for it. Like, you didn't watch the first half and say, man, Arizona's going to really run away with this game. For the game, Oregon State shot a ridiculous 54% from the field, 8 of 18 for 3, also won the glass, had more assists. I mean, it was just a bad, only 10 turnovers. It was just a bad game. that's really all there is to it. It was a bad game for Arizona. And I'm just going to take a look at the box score and kind of rehash that game a little bit, unfortunately. The difference was it wasn't even a guy like Trace Tinkle. Yes, Trace Tinkle got 20 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds. But Trace is going to get 20 points. It matters efficiency, 6 of 13, not awful. So, you know, it's... With Oregon State, it comes down to the other guys. Well, you take a look at the other guys. 18 points, 8 assists for Ethan Thompson, only missed 3 shots. Kyler Kelly, 13-6, only missed 2 shots. Alfred Hollins, 12 points, 6 rebounds, only missed 3 shots. Zach Reichel, which we'll get to in a bit, 11 points. I mean, Alfred Hollins averages 5.7 points per game on 39% shooting, and he dropped 12 against Arizona. It was this type of situation where, yeah, Trace Tinkle's going to get his. Heck, maybe Ethan Thompson's going to get his. But 12 points from Alfred Hollins, the only other Pac-12 game where he scored that much was against Cal, where he had 14. All right, he has not scored in double digits beyond that game. Okay, that was the only game since November 27th. It took him until January 12th against Arizona to score in double digits, and then it took him until February 1st. Alfred Hollins is not the guy that should be beating Arizona, and yet here he was in that first meeting beating Arizona. Not only that, but Arizona's offense was bad that game. And the thing is, Arizona is a much different team, which you would see by looking at the box score. Chase Jeter, for instance, started, played 18 minutes in that game. Stone Gettings only 15. Jamal Baker, 18, had 10 points, played well offensively. Defensively, we'll get into in a minute. Josh Green had 9. Nico had 9 points, but he did have 9 assists. Dylan Smith didn't make a field goal, was 0-for-6 from the field. And Zeke was his normal self with 21-9. Zeke is going to play well again. Oregon State cannot match up with Zeke. Kyler Kelly is a good defender, but he's not a great man-to-man defender. He's more of a weak side, ball screen, you know, shot-blocking type of defender. He's not going to be able to man up on Zeke. And Trace Tinkle isn't a guy that they want guarding Zeke because they need to save him offensively. To me, that difference in the game was the perimeter defense. If you remember, Jamal Baker guarded Zach Reichel and got killed in that matchup. Even though Baker had 10 points, he couldn't guard Zach Reichel, which is crazy. I mean, it's crazy to think that here's Reichel, a guy that is not athletic. He played 34 minutes, and he really did whatever he wanted against Arizona. He's a decent player. He's not a good player. He's not an excellent. He's not bad. He is a decent average player. And really, he saw Jamal Baker in front of him and consistently took him off the dribble and beat him. And that's all there was to it. Nico Mannion got beat on lobs, which is crazy for a point guard to do. That should not happen. Got beat backdoor, which 100% for a point guard should not happen. That's Nico's fault. That's communication. That's a bunch of things. But going back and watching that game, even the coaches watched the video and were dumbfounded by how bad Arizona was defensively. They were getting beat on things that they knew were coming, that they watched film. Oregon State didn't do anything special. They just flat out beat Arizona. And so the idea of beating Oregon State at home is it's different because Arizona got blown out against Oregon State. And I know that Sean Miller said that he doesn't play the revenge angle. And I believe him. I don't think that he's going to say revenge, revenge, Oregon State, revenge, and things like that. But you can't tell me that in the back of these players' minds, they're thinking, man, this team kicked our butts the first time. We need to return the favor. Arizona is a better team than Oregon State. I think we can all agree on that. I understand what happened in the first meeting. Usually better teams don't lose by 17 points and get blown out. Arizona is a better team than Oregon State. Does a better team always win? No. And there's things that Arizona has to do better. It has to watch out for those ball screens. Oregon State is going to spread out Arizona defensively and say, we are going to beat you in our one-on-one matchups. If Arizona defends those one-on-one matchups, Oregon State will get blown out in this game because I don't think that Oregon State's defense is remotely good enough to stop Arizona's offense, especially going to the basket. And yes, I know Arizona struggled offensively, but Arizona matches up pretty good with Oregon.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Oregon State. Ethan Thompson is a great point guard. Nico Mannion is a fine point guard as well. Trey Sinkel. But beyond that, Zeke's better than Kelly. Stone Gettings is playing the best basketball of his Arizona career. And he'll be just fine against Alfred Hollins. Dylan Smith, you know, defensively, he should be fine. We'll see how he plays offensively. Jamal Baker is a much better player now than he was when we saw him against Oregon State. Arizona should be able to win this game. In terms of what it needs to do, I mean, look, Ethan Thompson and Trace Tinkle are two guys where they're going to get theirs. If they don't get theirs, Arizona probably won the game by 20 points. It's really that simple. Arizona is going to say, look, it's the other guys. And I'm not saying that they're not going to try to stop Trace Tinkle and Ethan Thompson, because obviously they are. You don't want those guys going off. But it's the guys like Alfred Hollins and Zach Reichel. If Alfred Hollins scores 15 points or whatever he had in the first meeting, Arizona probably lost. If he goes and scores his average and the other guys score their average, Arizona's going to win this game. And this is a big game for Arizona. I mean, there's only so much that you could analyze in a basketball game where seven guys are playing. The strategy for Arizona is extremely straightforward. Rebound the basketball, take care of the basketball, defend the one-on-one matchups. Again, offensively, I think Arizona's fine. It's going to get it open looks. And I've said this the last few weeks, there's going to be one of these games where the shots fall. I am 100% convinced still that Arizona is a better shooting team than it has shown this season. I've seen these guys shoot in high school. I've seen these guys shoot earlier in the season. Arizona is a better shooting team than we have seen. With that being said, it needs to show it. You know, if you're hesitant to believe me on that, or you're hesitant to believe Sean Miller when he says that, I completely understand. Why would you believe it? There's no proof. But the proof is coming. I am completely convinced that one of these games, maybe it's Thursday, maybe it's Saturday, maybe it's in the NCAA tournament, but Arizona's going to shoot some stupid percentage, like 60% or something like that, where it's the other team finally saying, man, like, what the heck are you supposed to do? You know, ideally that game comes this week, but, you know, we'll see. In terms of what this game means, I said it earlier in the podcast, and this is going to be a quick podcast because it's, you can only say so much in a game preview. It's easier to review than preview games, but in terms of the grand scheme of winning the Pac-12 title, it is real simple. Losses hurt, wins help. That's really where we are. It is very hard at this point of the season with six games left to lose games and win the conference. ASU-Oregon is a humongous game for the Pac-12 title. ASU is right in it with Arizona, Oregon, and all those other teams. They don't get mentioned because they're ASU, but you take a look at their record, and they are right there. And if they beat Oregon, they are really right there. That's a huge game. I'm not going to suggest Arizona fans root for ASU, but if you believe that Oregon's chances of losing games are less than ASU's chances of losing games, you obviously wouldn't be too upset by ASU beating Oregon, because you assume if Oregon loses to ASU in Arizona this week, Oregon's done. Just the way you kind of look at the schedule remaining for this season. You have Colorado against the LA schools at home. Should be pretty easy. They should be able to win both, but if the Pac-12 has taught us anything, it's that should have, would have, could have, none of it matters. Colorado should sweep, probably means it won't sweep. Arizona beating Oregon State is a huge deal. If it loses to Oregon State, it's hard to see Arizona winning this conference, and it's hard to see Arizona beating Oregon. If Arizona somehow comes up with a split this weekend, it's going to be hard to win the conference, but you never know. If Arizona comes up with a sweep, all bets are off, and Arizona is right there and in probably better position than anybody else. So it's going to be a very intriguing week of Pac-12 basketball. There's a lot of great stuff going on. I expect Arizona to beat Oregon State. I haven't written my breakdown as of time of this recording, but I would probably pick Arizona by 10. They're 10-point favorites. I think Arizona is a better team than Oregon State. My guess is that basically, Jamal Baker, I'm kind of crediting him or assuming that he'll be a better defender against a guy like Reichel than he was in the first meeting. I'm assuming Nico Mannion comes out and plays better. I'm assuming that Zeke Nagy has a same game that he always has. Dylan Smith is going to be the question mark because Dylan Smith in this game, Oregon State is not a great defensive team. To me, Dylan Smith could actually put together a decent game. He's not going to go off for 20 points, obviously, but if he has 12 points on solid shooting, it would not surprise me at all. Ira Lee's another guy where Oregon State's a little bigger inside, but he should be able to have a solid game as well. I'm curious to see how Oregon State attacks Arizona defensively. And what I mean by that is it's really hard to zone Arizona this year. Arizona probably would like to play a zone. It's more efficient that way. Stone Gettings is very successful against the zone. Oregon State likes to zone teams and throw different looks. I'm sure that Wayne Tinkle will throw three different defenses at Arizona and try to confuse it. They'll press, they'll drop back into a zone, they'll go man-to-man, 1-3-1, etc. 1-3-1, Oregon State ran it one possession in the first game. It led to a dunk by Zeke Nagy, and that was the end of the 1-3-1. It's really hard to 1-3-1 Arizona. It's almost impossible. So I expect just some 2-3, some matchup stuff, some man-to-man mostly, but I'm curious to see how Nico Mannion handles it. Again, expect Arizona to win by about 10 points. We will do a review of that Oregon State game and a preview of the Oregon game as well. I appreciate you for joining me on WildcatAuthority.com. This is the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. Thanks a lot.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.